WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
We begin this morning with First Weather and Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero. You said it was going to get colder. It did. And now what about the snow?
Yeah, a very narrow band of snow is likely to impact coastal counties today. Yesterday, we were talking about snow showers, but I've had to ramp up this forecast a bit more. Now, it's impossible to pinpoint exactly where this bullseye is going to be, but especially the area around Ocean, southeastern Burlington, and Atlantic counties could see upwards of 3 or 4 inches of snow accumulation throughout today. The heaviest stuff is going to come early this afternoon. Now, snow showers could extend as far north as Monmouth, Middlesex, Mercer counties, and over to the Delaware River. So not everybody's going to see that few inches of snow, but hey, someone might. Winter weather advisory for Ocean and southeastern Burlington today. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun. It will be chilly with highs 35 to 40 degrees. Skies clear out tonight. It'll be cold in the mid-20s, partly sunny and breezy tomorrow in the lower 40s. Right now, Morristown 21, West Deptford 25, and Franklin is 20.
Time out of Jersey's First News, 5:02. So as Dan mentioned, there's the possibility of some isolated snows today, and temperatures are certainly below freezing. The DOT has crews out this morning. They are brining the roads. They've increased preemptive brining since poor planning stranded thousands of commuters during a snowstorm 2 weeks ago. It is a tragedy that gives every parent pause, and in this case, it makes everybody wonder why and how something so devastating could happen to a group of college kids who were doing the right thing and being responsible during their night out.
Michael Sott, a 20-year-old sophomore at TCNJ, was serving as designated driver for his friends over the weekend. Unfortunately, he couldn't prevent other drivers on the road from doing the same. Authorities say an impaired driver struck his car head-on, leading to multiple injuries and the worst-case scenario Tuesday, as Sott was pronounced dead.
That's the hardest thing for me to wrap my head around, is that he was doing the right thing. He was helping others. He was making sure this wouldn't happen to others. And God bless him for that.
Clark's mayor spoke fondly of the young man who was remembered at a vigil last night in his hometown. Meanwhile, TCNJ's campus is in shock as fellow students who were in that car remain hospitalized with injuries. The impaired driver, David Lamar, is charged with multiple offenses, including vehicular homicide. Matthew White, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Now, Mercer County officials say 22-year-old David Lamar has been charged with vehicular homicide in addition to the original charge of 7 counts of second-degree assault by auto, all in connection with a 2 a.m. crash Sunday in Ewing near the TCNJ campus. Dan Zero's commuter weather. A winter weather advisory is in effect for Ocean and southeastern Burlington counties from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. today, as a very narrow band of snow is likely to impact coastal counties. Now, Dan has mentioned it's a little tricky pinpointing where this snow is going to hit. So stay tuned. We'll keep you updated as we move through the day. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, a national day of mourning as the nation and the world bids farewell to George H.W. Bush. We'll have an update on that in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
Jersey Radio.
That's why I love you, because you always have common sense.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Temperatures this morning when you step outside, going to be in the 20s. We are at or below freezing just about everywhere. And yes, DOT crews are out brining the roads today as we are looking for a narrow band of snow that could accumulate a couple of inches. We're probably looking at Ocean and southeastern Burlington counties, but it's going to be tough to predict exactly where. Dan is on it, and he'll keep you updated as we move through the morning and the day. Washington is bidding its final farewell to former President George Herbert Walker Bush. His funeral at Washington National Cathedral will draw world envoys, the four remaining ex-presidents and President Trump. After the service this morning, Bush's remains will be returned to Houston to lie in repose before burial Thursday at the family plot at the Presidential Library grounds at Texas A&M University. Today is a national day of mourning. The financial markets are closed. There will be no mail delivery, and all federal offices are closed today as well. An official in Governor Murphy's administration, who says she was raped while volunteering for his campaign, told lawmakers Tuesday she was devastated when prosecutors wouldn't bring charges, and her efforts to alert his transition office to what had happened seemed to be ignored.
Katie Brennan says she relayed her sexual assault to police, prosecutors, officials in Phil Murphy's campaign transition and administration, including his chief counsel, and even messaged the governor on a personal email account to try to force action to be taken. None of it worked.
I had access to people in the highest positions of power in the state of New Jersey. And at each turn, my pleas for help went unanswered. Somehow, it wasn't a priority to address my sexual assault and working with my rapist until it impacted them.
Brennan says her assailant stayed on the payroll until she went to the Wall Street Journal and the newspaper contacted him for comment. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Now, we have expanded coverage of Brennan's testimony and what this may mean to the Murphy administration at NJ1015.com and on our free mobile app. More than a few drivers in Hackensack had to look twice at the message displayed on a highway construction sign. Now, we can't tell you exactly what it said on that sign on the radio, but it was vulgar and instructive to call a certain phone number. The voicemail box for that number flooded with calls. The sign was rented from a private company for a DOT road project. The company says it appears to have been hacked. In New Jersey and throughout the nation, residents are more than twice as likely to kill themselves and be killed by someone else. The latest figures show a 33% jump in suicide since 1999.
It's not as drastic as the nationwide picture, but New Jersey's suicide rate is up a little more than 9% since the year 2000.
Any suicide, child or adult, 9 out of 10 times it's mental illness not treated or treatment's not working.
Sue Heggie with the Bergen County Traumatic Loss Coalition says there are free services available for folks with suicidal thoughts, but the question is, are they aware or willing to reach out? Parents, she adds, may have to be the ones to seek help if their children present drastic changes in social and emotional functioning. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's first news, 5:10. Swastikas have been found at two New Jersey schools, at Pascack Hills High School, the fourth reported case of racist graffiti in that district. Police have not made any arrests. At Ridgewood High School, a swastika was found late Monday. School officials say it follows a pattern of graffiti at other Bergen County districts, but again, police have made no arrests. A new study finds a growing number of New Jersey parents understand now there is a link between prescription painkillers and ultimate heroin use.
Angelo Valenti of the Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey says the fact that almost 70% of parents are aware of the opioid-heroin connection is a positive step forward because it means they can talk to their child's dentist or doctor about painkiller medication and...
Parents are now having some more control and are really being able to safeguard their children from potential addiction and in particular from heroin abuse.
Everyone must understand, says Valenti, they need to look at alternatives to opiates when it comes to controlling pain. David Matthau, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
At Princeton University, a men's a cappella group will no longer sing Kiss the Girl from The Little Mermaid after the student newspaper claimed the song promoted, quote, toxic masculinity. As the Tiger Tones would sing the song, they would choose a woman from the audience to play along, and at the end, they would playfully offer her a kiss. Band members are now apologizing for offending anyone in the past with their performance and scrubbing the song from their routine. Time out of New Jersey's first news, 5:12. We might have a band of some snow that could dump a couple of inches on parts of the Garden State. Dan will have more on that, and we'll recap our top stories next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's first news, 5:14. Let's bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. So, Dan, you got a tricky situation here to monitor today.
Yeah, you know, there's really only about four or five different types of winter storms that we see here in New Jersey every year. The nor'easter, Miller type A, Miller type B, the Clipper, the lake effect, the front. This doesn't fit into any of those categories. This is an inverted trough coming off the ocean. What that means is a very narrow band of snow is likely to impact coastal New Jersey today, and an isolated area of 3 or 4 inches of snow accumulation is possible. Let's say around Tuckerton, New Jersey, Southern Ocean, Southeastern Burlington, and Atlanta counties, the most likely area to see snow accumulation today. Not everybody's going to see that 3 or 4 inches, but if you do, obviously that's going to make for some treacherous travel later today. For the rest of the state, it's snow showers for the southern half, and North Jersey don't expect any snow today. You'll see a mix of clouds and sun along the way with chilly temperatures, highs 35 to 40 degrees. Again, the snow threat very limited in terms of geography. The heaviest stuff, by the way, probably coming the this afternoon. Skies clear out tonight as snow showers wrap up. It'll be cold again with lows in the mid-20s. Partly sunny and breezy tomorrow. Highs lower 40s. There could be a late-day snow shower in far north Jersey only tomorrow. Friday, mostly sunny with highs near 40. And then the weekend, first of all, gets cold. Increasing clouds and only 30s on Saturday. And we're still watching this potent storm system for Sunday into Monday. I hate to say it, but it's becoming more and more likely that we're going to see at least some snow and rain in at least southern New Jersey, but the exact details of timing and potential accumulation still very much up in the air, but certainly something we're going to continue to watch. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock, this is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, a New Jersey college student trying to get all his friends home safely has now died after being hit by an impaired driver. A rape victim says the Murphy administration ignored her. Katie Brennan says it wasn't until reporters started asking questions that they fired the man she accuses of sexually assaulting her. In sports, quiet night for the locals. Islanders lost to Winnipeg. The Mets GM says the team is not done dealing a day after acquiring Cano and Diaz. And President Trump will attend the Army-Navy game in Philly next week. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey Fast Traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5 is your news, traffic, and weather first responders. Count on us for up-to-the-minute information from our award-winning news team.
I'm Eric Scott, topping our report this hour.
Count on us to get you around with fast traffic.
Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Byron, New Jersey Traffic South.
Count on us to keep you and your family safe with instant weather.
I'm meteorologist Dan Zero.
New Jersey 101.5, your first responders for news, traffic, and weather.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:19. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero with your bus stop forecast for this Wednesday morning. Quiet for now, but a very narrow band of snow will impact coastal New Jersey today. An isolated area around Ocean, southeastern Burlington, and Atlantic counties could see a few inches of snow accumulation by the end of the day. Snow showers possible in a wider swath of that. It's going to be chilly today with clouds and sun, highs 35 to 40. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:20.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News. A full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is now on this Wednesday morning, and as we reach the midweek point, we've got some questions about some snow. Now, there is a winter weather advisory for Ocean and southeastern Burlington counties only, and that's from 10 a.m. this morning until 6 p.m. As Dan says, a very narrow band of snow is likely to impact an isolated area, especially around Ocean, southeastern Burlington, and maybe even Atlantic counties. Now, the timing of the location of this band is a little tricky to say. Dan's on it. He'll keep you updated throughout the day, on air, online, and on our free mobile app. A substitute teacher who told first grade students that Santa Claus isn't real will not return to class. The Montville school superintendent confirms the teacher will no longer work in the district, but said nothing more about it and wouldn't divulge the teacher's name. The teacher apparently tried to debunk all manner of holiday characters, including Santa, the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy, even an elf on a shelf. It's worth noting an exhaustive New Jersey 101.5 investigation into the matter has turned up no evidence to support the teacher's claim that Santa is not real. And we have every reason to believe he will be making his rounds in New Jersey as planned this December. Tuesday's hearing is not going to be the last into the hiring practices by Governor Phil Murphy's administration and how it handled allegations of sexual assault against campaign officials turned state worker. The hearing may end with changes to the state's hiring and law enforcement practices.
Katie Brennan didn't only detail her 18-month effort to spur someone to act on her accusations of sexual assault in her testimony Tuesday. She also called for detailed actions to prevent sexual assault, such as using character reports in employment decisions.
If I told them that I was raped, then they know that. You know, it's not a trial. It's a hiring process.
Assemblywoman Betty Lou DeCroce agrees it's something the legislature should look at.
It was no mystery of what happened. Many heard about it, but just kept their eyes a little shut, or a lot shut.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
You are going to want to check your freezer after a massive ground beef recall has been expanded to more than 12 million pounds. The meat came from JBS USA, which is the nation's largest beef processor. Beef from their Arizona plant produced between July 26th and September 7th could be contaminated with salmonella. There is also a large dog food recall. 8 brands of dry dog food could contain levels of vitamin D that are toxic to dogs. Natural Life, Nutriska, ANF, Kroger, Elm, and Delhaize brands of dog food are affected. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:26. It is cold, and we may see some snow. Dan will have everything you need to know about it in 4 minutes on a half hour at 5:30. Also at 5:30, you'll hear more from the Murphy administration official who claimed she was raped, and the administration turned a deaf ear on it. And we'll update business news next.
Jersey Radio.
You guys are in a class of your own.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 5:28 as we update business news. Asian stocks sinking after Wall Street plunged amid confusion about what Washington and Beijing agreed to in a tariff ceasefire. The Dow lost more than 3%, still hanging barely above 25,000. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. Our news director is Annette Petriccioni. Content coordinated by Dan Alexander. And Sergio Bichao is at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.